Every habit I've ever started has died at the exact same point. The first genuinely bad day. This is the system that finally didn't collapse when that day came. I've started more habits than I can count, and abandoned nearly all of them at the exact same point. The first genuinely bad day. A late night that wrecks the next morning's routine. One skipped workout, and then a strange kind of shame spiral, where missing one day somehow makes it easier to miss the next four. For years, I assumed the problem was discipline. It wasn't. My systems simply had no plan for what happens when life doesn't cooperate, which, it turns out, is most weeks, eventually. Habit stacking, attaching a new habit to an existing one, the method popularized by James Clear, solves part of this. What it doesn't solve on its own is the bad day problem. That part I had to build myself, using AI for the two things I'm genuinely bad at doing alone: honest tracking and structured troubleshooting when a habit stalls. The reframe that mattered most. A habit system isn't tested by the days things go well. Those were never the hard part. A system only earns the name if it has a specific, pre-decided answer for the day everything falls apart. Because that day is not a possibility, it's a certainty. Building the stack. The mechanics are simple. Attach a new behavior to something you already do automatically, using the formula after I existing habit, I will new habit. Understanding this isn't the hard part. Picking the right anchor is. Habit stack design prompt. I want to build this new habit. Describe it. Here are things I already do consistently without fail every day. List 4 to 5 genuinely automatic behaviors: coffee, brushing teeth, sitting at your desk, locking the front door. Help me pick the best anchor habit to stack this onto and write the exact after I blank, I will blank statement. Keep the new habit small enough that it takes under 2 minutes to complete. That 2-minute constraint is the one I used to skip, and it's the one that mattered most. Every habit I've successfully kept started almost absurdly small. After I pour my coffee, I will write one sentence, is a habit that survives a bad morning. After I pour my coffee, I will write for 30 minutes, is a habit that dies the first day I'm running late. And once it dies once, it dies faster the second time. A worked example, start to finish. Here's exactly how this looked when I built my own writing habit. So the abstract version above has something concrete to hang on. Anchor. Pouring my morning coffee. Something I do every single day regardless of mood, sleep, or schedule. New habit. Write one sentence anywhere. A notes app, a text to myself, a scrap of paper. Full stack statement. After I pour my coffee, I will write one sentence about whatever I'm thinking about. Minimum viable version for a terrible day. The one sentence itself already is the floor. There's no smaller version, which is exactly why it survives. What actually happened? Most days, the one sentence turns into 10 minutes of real writing because starting was the only real barrier. Some days, it stays exactly one sentence. And that still counts, which keeps the streak and the identity intact. The bad day protocol. This is the piece most habit advice skips. Before starting anything new now, I build an explicit plan for the day it doesn't happen, because it will, and the difference between a habit that survives and one that dies lies entirely in what happens next. Bad day protocol prompt. Help me design a minimum viable version of this habit for days when I'm sick, exhausted, or traveling. Describe the habit. It needs to be small enough that I can genuinely do it even on my worst day, while still counting as keeping the habit alive. Also, give me one sentence I can tell myself when I miss it anyway, that doesn't spiral into giving up entirely. The self-talk line matters more than it sounds like it would. Mine is simple. Missing a day is data, not a verdict. It's not profound. It's just specific enough to interrupt the spiral before it starts, which is the only job it has to do. The weekly honest check-in. Once a week, I report back on what I actually did, not what I meant to do, and ask for a direct read on it rather than encouragement. The exact prompt I use. Here's what I did this week on habit. Be specific and honest. Don't just encourage me. Tell me directly if the habit design itself is the problem, versus me just not following through. If the anchor or the size is wrong, suggest a fix. More than once, the honest answer was that the habit itself was built wrong, not that I'd failed at it, and that reframe alone kept me from quitting. Stacking multiple habits without overloading the system. My early mistake was stacking four new habits onto one anchor at once, which is really just one fragile system wearing four disguises. Now I add exactly one new habit, let it run at least 3 weeks until it stops requiring conscious effort, and only then consider the next one. Worth saying plainly. If a habit you're struggling to build is connected to something more serious, a health condition, a genuine compulsive pattern, a mental health concern, this kind of system is a support tool, not a substitute for real medical or psychological support. Please involve a professional for anything beyond ordinary routine building. What's actually different now? I still miss days. That was never going to stop happening, and no system, mine included, changes that. What's changed is that missing a day no longer ends the habit, because I finally built the system assuming I would miss days, instead of pretending discipline alone would carry me through every week without exception. It never had before. I'm not sure why I kept expecting it to.